Your parts at AdvancedAutoParts.com. You can pick them up in-store within just 30 minutes. Yeah, that's so fast, we measure it in minutes. Plus, right now, you can save $1.50 each by mail on Denso Platinum TT Spark Plugs. That's a savings of up to $12. Get your parts in minutes, save dollars. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Mailing rebate void where prohibited. See store for details.
Volunteering today could mean medical breakthroughs tomorrow. Consider participating in a clinical research study at Covance. Visit testwiththebest.com today.
Grab your coat and get your hand. Leave your worries on doorstep. Just direct your feet to sunny side of the sea. Can't you hear?
Who is this?
Tommy Mathis.
Tommy Mathis.
Johnny Mathis' cousin.
Oh.
Johnny.
It could have been
Johnny.
It also could have been
Lonnie.
Karen Neville.
With those blues. Yes, it could have been. Let me check. Are you Tommy Mathis or Karen Neville?
I'm Tommy Mathis. This rover.
Your cable TV is experiencing difficulties.
Oh, no.
Please do not panic. Resist the temptation to read or talk to loved ones.
Well, yeah.
Do not attempt sexual relations.
Don't do that.
As years of TV radiation have left your genitals withered and useless.
Well, I'll be damned.
If I ever.
So that's what happened.
I'll be rich.
Yeah, TV radiation.
Let's go ticket at my feet.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
honey, I can explain everything. It's a television. Television radiation. Yeah.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's a big anniversary day for a product today, but we're not going to talk about it until after we talk to John Landoff because he'll probably, you know, get upset about it. So we'll hold off on that. We will, however, Joe Hipperson's going to join us today. He wasn't able to Tuesday, so the CDs, the DVDs that you would have heard about Tuesday, you'll hear about today. And also, I read my nursery rhymes yesterday, and I got some very nice feedback from those asking that they be published. Probably not going to do that, but here's one that said, listen, the culture nursery rhymes, you need to publish those. Maybe you could write one about Dan's kidney stone. And so I did.
Oh,
and,
man,
and
nice.
I did this five minutes ago, and I'm going to get to that. It's not really a nursery rhyme. It's just a poem about Dan's kidney stone. I tell the thing like Dan, the stoner man. But stoner usually means, you know, dope smoker.
Right.
And I thought I'd do like a Jack B. Nimble thing. But then I just titled it Dan, the kidney stone man. And it's more of just a poem than anything else. So that'll keep you on the edge of your seat till I read it. But first, the Burke segment. Do we have any?
I do.
Okay, you scared me there with that hesitation. Here's Eon the Peon. Take it away, Peon.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
I don't know if you've seen this story. It's actually a local story that's making national headlines. This about Cornelius Anderson.
No.
Have you heard about this?
I don't know this story.
He was convicted of armed robbery back in 2000. He was sentenced to 13 years. But for some reason, paperwork or something... the instructions never came for him to report to prison. I guess he was out on bail or whatever. And so, you know, paperwork fell through the cracks.
Well, and
so,
that's that deal, too, where you're sentenced, but you're told, okay, you turn yourself in and start your
right.
sentence on. Okay.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't
he never
that much
got that
of a
work.
Risk where they, you know, he was
right.
out. So he didn't report. And so he spent, from 2000, the next 13 years he spent, he turned his life around, he got married, he raised three kids, he learned to trade, I think he's a carpenter or something, and he paid taxes every year, traffic tickets, renewed his driver's license every year, he registered, he started businesses, he registered the businesses in his own name.
Okay, go ahead.
And now, just last year, in July, I guess they finally caught up with the paperwork.
Wow.
And so they said, no, you have to serve your 13-year sentence now. So now he's in...
Well, but here's the deal. He knew, I mean, he was sentenced.
Right.
He knew he was supposed to go to prison.
Well, he never got the I guess.
Yeah, but that's kind of like saying,
and he had filed appeals.
I never got my electric bill, so I didn't bother.
He had filed appeals and things like that, so I guess he thought that they dropped the sentence, that, you know, something came through where so
well, this is a tough call.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
I know. And so, yeah, so he's locked up now. This is a local story. This is a St. Louis story.
But you know what? And I get this, where you should at some point have thought, maybe I need to call my lawyers.
Well, his attorney, they have a quote here. His attorney told him, listen, they're going to get you someday, so you just wait for the order. And then the guy said, as time goes by, the order never came. So he goes, maybe they forgot about it, or maybe they.
Got to tell you, I'd do what he did, man.
If
I thought there's a chance they forgot about it,
and it was a wake up call for him. He knew his life. You know, I think he was in his maybe 20 or early 20s at the time. So I that was a wake up call for him. He turned his life around.
Special consideration because of their screw up.
I don't think so. It doesn't.
But I think he should.
I think he should. Too, but
I know there'll be people go, well, you do the crime, you do the time. Well, okay, really? Well, they screwed this up, and to me, it's no different than somebody getting completely off on a technicality. That happens all the time,
right?
Where they go, oh, well, he's walking, and even though he killed the guy, but the technicality, they forgot to read him his rights.
And his attorney makes a good point. He said, isn't the point of prison the idea of rehabilitation?
He did that.
He did that on his own.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think this is an easy case to complete.
Yeah, he committed a crime, but I really do feel bad for the guy.
And how long did it go?
13 years.
13 years.
There ought to be, like, you know what? There's a statute of limitations for other things. There ought to be a statute of limitations for this. If you don't come after me in 10 years... screw it.
Right. Yeah. And it's not like he was hiding his name all this time. Like it said, he was...
You know what this is kind of like? If the IRS finds out 13 years later that, oh, 13 years ago on the taxes I filed, they forgot to send me their calculation that I owed them $500.
They made a mistake.
Well, guess what? You don't come after me that much later with interest. You made a mistake. You just eat it.
Yeah, so hopefully the story gets enough publicity that the guy can...
Especially the kind of citizen he is. You know, now, if he were still on the streets robbing, that'd be different. But he seems like a decent guy.
Yeah.
I think this one's going to be winnable for him.
That story just kind of stuck out to me, but that's all I have.
All right. Dan, do you have anything?
I do.
All right. This is Dan Strauss, everybody.
The band that
I... You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. The band that I'm in, the Southside Johnny Band. I know, we'll say at 3:30, we'll call it the Southside Johnny Londoff Band.
No, I thought it was the Southside Johnnies, no?
No, just the Southside Johnny Band.
Okay.
The Southside Johnny. We are in a Battle of the Bands competition tonight at the Firebird, and it's...
Well, you cannot have an attack, a kidney stone attack in the middle of that.
No,
that'll cost you the trophy.
Hopefully nothing, or it could get us the trophy because look at that guy's moves up on stage.
Oh, and you're having like a seizure, like a kidney stone seizure. And I go, look at that guy. He can move. Yeah, that's a great idea. Try to get a stone.
But it's a charity event, too, for the Engineers Scholarship Organization. They put together scholarships for people that want to get into college and take engineering and stuff like that. So it's all engineers. And they're raising money.
Will they have their little train hats on, the engineers that are there?
I don't think it's that kind of engineers. I don't think it's that type of engineer, but I think everything starts about 7. And we hit the stage at 9. So,
okay, where is it again?
At the Firebird, downtown, somewhere. I've never been to the Firebird.
I hope you can find it.
I've always heard Joe Hipperson talk about it. It's kind of a couple blocks off Market Street around Jefferson, that area.
You know, that's one of those terms, engineer. That's such a broad term. What do you do? I'm an engineer. That could be one of like 500 different kinds of jobs, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You can be an architectural engineer. You can be a mechanical engineer. They're all kinds of engineers.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I think of when I think somebody's an engineer.
I know. I don't either. And an engineer that does that, like, inspects bridges or something like that. Is that an engineer?
I know it's something. If you're a mechanic, you work around loud motors, you can get that. It's called engineer. It hurts your hearing. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think we are We're like speech engineers or something, aren't
communications
we?
Communications engineers. Engineers of communication.
Yes.
That's what we are. That's well said.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope you win.
I do, too. We'll bring home the trophy. I'll let you know.
Well, I'd like to see that. You put it on our Facebook page. You hold it up like the Stanley Cup or something.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be great. You going to kiss it and all that stuff?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it. Go Blues tonight.
All right. Close it down. Bird segment. Officially closed. I think we could really just kick this thing off with the kidney stone poem. I just finished it.
I would like that.
So again, the email. Thank you for the email from Jim, who loved the nursery rhymes and wanted one about Dan Stone. So here we go. It's not a nursery rhyme so much as just a poem. Here we go. Now, for those of you who don't know, you haven't listened for a couple of days, Dan had a bad news kidney stone attack. He passed the stone, but the doctors filled it with more in there. So, any time he could have another. Hopefully not on stage during a competition.
Right.
So, here it is. Dan, the kidney stone man. Now, I've never read it. I just wrote it, so I don't stumble. It started out as another day. Dan was feeling great. But then a pain, a real sharp pain. Was it something that he ate? He bent over double and dropped to the ground and screamed like a woman giving birth. He cursed, he cried, it intensified. He's thinking, what on earth? Then he remembered that some time back he had felt this pain before. A kidney stone, that's what it is. He couldn't take the pain anymore. Went to the emergency room, where they gave him real good drugs, the kind that addicts buy on the street from mobsters, crooks, and thugs. He said, Doc, I have to pass this stone. I have a girlfriend, and I need to please her. Doc says, it's really going to hurt when you do, because you've got such a tiny little wheezer.
Wow.
Good one, huh?
That's touching.
Thank you. Dedicate that to you, Dan.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Well, we, Mr. Wandoff cannot join us today, so I will be doing the business for him. So I will wait until that's done till we get into our topic of the day, a topic that I guess a lot of listeners may or may not care about, but it's something that's it's part of Americana, and I think that I think you'll enjoy kicking it around a little bit. There's also, hang on here. Oh, how about that lunatic that put that backpack in the Boston on the Anna? Do you see that?
Yes.
What a complete idiot. He had the pressure cooker and it had confetti in it. Put that guy away for the rest of his life. And of course, already the pansies that we are, we're trying to figure out what somebody did wrong, or we as a society, to make somebody do something so sick. Once again, I go back to, there are just some people who are nuts. They're nuts. Put it at the finish, near the finish line. Rice cooker. Kevin Edson, 25.
Yeah, have you read anything about this guy?
No.
Oh, he...
What?
Yeah, he's obviously did this just for seeking attention.
Well, he's going to get it in jail.
He's like a performance artist.
Oh, that's right. I did hear he was a performance
artist. Yeah, I saw some of his YouTube videos.
He's a nut.
Yes.
Why would you do something like that knowing what would happen?
Because that's how you get worldwide publicity, but you're short-sighted.
Yeah.
You're losing sight of the fact that, yes, you're going to get a whole lot of attention all over the country, maybe the world, and then you're in jail. Is it worth it? What are these people thinking?
Yeah, and I'm grasping from what I saw of his videos on YouTube that he may not hate prison so much.
He might meet somebody.
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. You know, I think, I'm not kidding, I think there are people, and forget the homosexual activity thing, I think there are people who want to go to prison. It's just like people are drawn to. Okay, it's sort of like guys who find something appealing wearing a diaper and having a woman whip them, okay?
Right.
I think there's probably some sick, demented mind that goes, man, I think I would really dig being in prison. I like the look of that. I think they're those people.
Well, yeah, they're the lifers, too, that have been in there so much that
they don't want out.
They don't want out. They'll commit crimes to go back in.
Remember what Manson said the first time he was up for parole? He asked that he not be let out. He said, because the world's full of crazy people. Charles Manson doesn't even want to go out into this world.
In Shawshank Redemption, remember when those guys, a couple of those guys got out?
The one guy hung himself.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't make a go of it. I mean, if you're in there 40 years and that's your life, and then all of a sudden the gates open and you've got a brown paper bag and the only clothes you have on, and boom, see ya. You know, remember what else it's like? Sling Blade Carl. Remember Carl got out of the mental institution?
Yeah.
The poor guy was lost. He didn't know anything. He didn't know how to, he had no social skills. He didn't know how to interact. And seriously, I think he killed Dale Hargreaves because Hargreaves, or what his name was, Dwight Yoakam's character, because he was comfortable going back into the nervous hospital.
Yeah.
That's what he called it. They turned me loose from a nervous hospital. Oh, hey, speaking of that.
They turned me loose from a state hospital.
They turned me loose from a state hospital. I was comfortable in there. I knew what I was doing. I knew everybody. I didn't have to learn nothing. I already knew it all. I got out. I didn't know anything. I remember I went up to this lunch place. I said, you got anything good to eat in there? They had French fried potatoes. I liked them.
Speaking of that, folks, after the break, feel free to call me if you watched Fargo.
Oh.
It was on night before last. I recorded it and watched it last night.
They replayed it last night, and I watched it.
You watch it all?
Yes.
Okay, don't say anything.
Okay.
Don't say anything.
All right.
That's all we're going to say right now, but get ready to hear about, and I'd like to hear from you about Fargo.
That girl cop, though, she was excellent.
Everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Don't say any more.
I know.
Zip it.
Okay. I know. It's so hard not to.
I know. I'm having trouble myself. But just zip it. All right. Let me give the numbers in case you want to call about Fargo or anything else. 314-969-KTRS. Now, I'm not reading this either. I have actually memorized. This is the kind of mind I have. Whoa. I've memorized not one, but two phone numbers. Watch this, piano. I'll turn away and close my eyes. 314-969-KTRS. I did not read that.
Wow.
How about this? I can do two.
Whoa.
888-550-KTRS. Didn't read it.
Wow.
No prompter, no earpiece.
Man,
I know.
Either.
Yeah, I know. I have a gift.
Yeah.
I have a gift. Johnny Londoff has a gift. He has a couple. He can call ducks. I think that's a gift. I know that I could do that. And he can sell cars, but he can't do it by himself. He has to be surrounded with a great staff and a crew of people who not only sell cars, but work on cars, service cars. And he's apparently put together a pretty good team. And I think he got that from watching his dad put together good teams over the years. So his talent is being a car dealer. And not everybody knows how to be a car dealer. There are people who know how to own dealerships and how to put their names on dealerships. But they're not what I consider great car dealers. They might be even good businessmen. But to me, a good car dealer is a car dealer who, no matter how big the business is or how long they've been in business, you get the feeling that you're in a dealership that might be in a little town like Hendersonville, Tennessee, or it's that shake your hand, thank you, hope to run into you at the cafe next week, or don't I know you're a sister? That's the feeling at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. It's a well-established, big Chevy dealer, one of the most successful in the country, that has the same feeling and does business the same way as some little dealership in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And I think that's part of the key to this success. And I won't ever name names, even though I would like to. Because I've done work in this town for several car dealers, and there was one in particular that couldn't have been more opposite of Landoff. He didn't want to meet customers, and he made that very plain. He wasn't there to meet those people. He was there to count the money, to go to fancy dinners, to wear real nice clothes, and hobnob with wealthy people. Yeah, I think it was almost repulsive to him, the thought of, what, go out and talk to customers? And I'm not kidding. So just because the name is on the dealership doesn't mean you're going to meet that guy or that he gives two hoots about you. He wants your check or he wants to put the financing together for you and wants you to come in for service, but he'll let other people deal with you. If John Landoff could, he'd meet every single person that buys every vehicle from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And if you happen to buy a vehicle there, and nobody can be at work, you know, 24/7, there are going to be times his kids want in college to play hockey, and he's very active with those boys. So sometimes he's away for things. He does take a couple of vacations. But if you ever buy a vehicle and you really want part of the deal to be to meet him, I promise you, you make that known. Have them get word to him. He'll meet you. He'll go somewhere to meet you. He'll have you come back when it's convenient for you to meet you because he wants to. And he wants to thank you. And I want to thank you, all of you, who've bought your Chevys and your pre-owned vehicles from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And I will continue to thank you because you will never really understand how this show works because there's no other show that works this way. There's no other radio show that is totally dependent on the advertisers I speak for. The advertisers I speak for on this show are the people who pay for me, for Peon, for Dan, for this whole show. Not the station doesn't pay us. They and I'm grateful that they give us a place to do what we do. But you going to Landoff to buy a Chevy or pick any other advertiser, that's what keeps us going. So thank you to the literally over the years, probably thousands of you who've bought your vehicles there and to those who will in the future, and I hope you'll consider that. Now, if you've already said, I want a Mercedes CLS 550, and that's the car I want, a brand new one, okay, you're excused. But if you would consider or have already decided on a Chevy, here's the place. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, 24/7 at Landoff.com or the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Meet. Let's see how traffic looks right now. Check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Good afternoon, Dan. It's Frank.
Oh, hey, Frank.
No worries. It's all good. How's your kidney stone?
It's gone.
Hey.
There are many more there, though.
Working with a couple incidents out there to be aware of. Southbound 55, just before Butler Hill, a stall on the right shoulder. Stall as well, eastbound 64. Just past Lindbergh on the right shoulder, eastbound 64, just before 270, a stall as well. Seeing a little bit of volume in that lane, westbound, crossing the Poplar Street Bridge, headed towards the 4455 ramp. And a little bit of volume as well, southbound on 170, approaching 64. This update brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to buy the parts you need online and pick them up at your store within 30 minutes. Only at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Frank Ladd in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live, I'll have news twice an hour. Tim Weiland will get you to work on time with traffic. And John Hadley will recap the start of the Blues playoff run. John Carney filling in for McGraw with Tom O'Keefe reviewing movies. Join us on McGraw Live between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550. KTRS.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop. Sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you. Or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make everything
every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, Snorestop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try Snorestop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at snorestop.com. That's snorestop.com. Snorestop, keeping you together.
It seems like almost overnight, St. Louis went from a buyer's market to a seller's market. But you still want to buy that new home, so what are you going to do? You need to be represented and you need to be taken care of. Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy Helbig has been around 17 years as a full-time top producer in the St. Louis metropolitan area. She knows St. Louis County and she knows St. Charles. She and her team will lead you through all the pitfalls to find that perfect house for you. Yes, she's a buyer specialist. Yes, she's a seller specialist and marketing experts. In fact, you name it, she can do it when it comes to real estate. To find out more, it's the Kathy Helbig Group, KathyHelbig.com, or you can go on Facebook and type in What the Helbig and find out more. 314-276-SOLD. Don't do anything. If you're buying a home, don't do anything until you check in with Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbig.com, and on Facebook, What the Helbig.
Well, it's time to plant, and when you think of plants and beautifying your landscape, I want you to think of Forest Keeling Nursery. They've been my friend for years, and now they want to be yours. Forest Keeling is just a short drive up Highway 79 to Ellsbury, Missouri. Acres of beautiful, well-acclimated plants, evergreens, trees, and shrubs, all freshly prepared for planting in your yard. You just won't believe the selection, the service, and the knowledge waiting for you at Forest Keeling. Don't buy the wrong plant. Get the real know-how from folks who care about you and your garden. You won't believe the beauty, the great prices, and the selection, including native plants and rain garden plants. And our garden center is fully stocked with the products that will help you make your plants strong and beautiful. Of course, it's Forest Keeling Nursery right on Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. Why don't you visit them at fknursery.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Easter around the corner, Sam's Club has what you need for your family feast. Pick up a juicy boneless carving ham for only $2.78 a pound, along with fresh asparagus, delicious carrot cake cookies, and more. Stop by Sam's Club today and get members-only savings to make your Easter extraordinary. Join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, Terry Hall here. I'll be hosting home buying and selling seminars on Saturday, May the 3rd. Home buying is at 10 a.m. and covers how to get a loan, contracts, inspections, first-time buyer programs, and a lot more. You'll learn the buying process from front to back. The home selling seminar teaches you how to get your home ready for sale, pricing it right, marketing it, and getting the most for your money. That's Home Buying and Selling Seminars, May the 3rd. For reservations, call 314-878-2300. That's 878-2300. I look forward to seeing you there.
Come in. Come in. Somebody knocking at the door, and they're playing guitar outside the door. All right, here we go. Happy birthday. Today is the 50th birthday of the Ford Mustang. With all due respect to John Landoff, I think he would even he would admit this was a big deal when the Mustang came out in the middle of 1964, and it was officially designated as a 65 Mustang, even though to the purist it's a 64 and a half, but I don't think any title ever said 64 and a half. Now, I think I mentioned, oh, you know what, we got a lot of calls here, maybe that's what this is about. I'll take the calls and we'll get back to this. I think I mentioned yesterday, I talked about the lady who owns the first one sold, and she still owns it, up in Ridge Park, Illinois, Gail Wise. I would love to know what that car is worth. It was the first official dealer-sold Mustang. Mm. in 1964. She paid it loaded up with everything. It's $3,447 because this car started about $2,400 new. So obviously that was a V8. It was a convertible, and she still has it. That's to be a $1 million car. I got more. I got other really. I got like the Pete Best Beatles type story regarding Mustang, a guy who's probably kicking himself to this day. But first, here's Bullet. An interesting call from Bullet because Bullet was the movie that really did a lot to shoot the sales up of the Ford Mustang. Bullet, how are you?
I am just fine, AM and the PM.
Thank you. And I've never seen it. I know Steve McQueen's in it, but I've never watched it.
Yeah, you got to watch the movie. It is, but that's not where I got my name from. But yeah, that lady's car, that the very first one,
mm-hmm.
and you even said yesterday, well, how did she get the first one when it was 2 days early? Well, the dealership screwed up selling her the car 2 days before they should have. And but it is convertible, like you said, and the car, they value it at worth about $200,000.
Oh, that sounds cheap to me.
Yeah, well, it's not bad. It's worth more just because it's the very first car sold. It's just kind of got that, you know, status to it.
Now, Bullet, do you know the serial number 001 story, which is not her car?
It's not her car. No,
there's a prototype. And was a serial number, VIN number, blah, 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 0001, was not to be sold. But a dealer that had it, it was a touring car on display. Some dealer, and I don't even know how this could happen, without knowing he couldn't, sold it to a pilot. It lived in Canada. So that guy actually owned a car that wasn't even on the market. It was a car before the first official car sold. This numbskull, of course, you can't call him that because at the time, Ford goes to him and says, hey, you own serial number 00001. This is 2 years later. They said, if you'll let us have that car, we will swap you for serial number 1,000,001, the first one after the first million was sold, and he did it.
Oh.
I don't think one is going to be worth near as much as 0001 would have been worth. But now the 0001's in a museum now. But, you know, live and learn. How did he know? What's up, Bullet?
Anyway, calling in about the 50-year
anyway.
That Mustang's been around because I am a purist classic Mustang collector. I've had 12 of them. And,
wait, hold on.
And
hold it.
Right
hold it. You cut out on us.
Five
you've had,
or six.
You've had how many total?
20, I think.
I've had 21 classic Mustangs.
Wow.
And one of them was a 79 Cobra. So, I mean, really can't consider that a classic. But other than that, I've had 20
wow.
Mustangs, you know, total. And I have a 65 Fastback now. I got a 70 Mach 1 Shaker Hood car. I've got a 60. Fastback GT car, which is a 390, which was the very first year for the big block, and then I have a 66 coupe that has 59,000 original miles on it.
Well, you are hardcore. You really
yeah.
are.
And I just sold my 67 Fastback GTA car, and that's when I just bought my new Harley Limited with that.
The funny thing is, I'm a real car guy, but I've never gotten into the Mustang. I've owned one, and I bought a new one in 74. And 74 to 78 were the embarrassment years for Mustang, because it was called the Mustang 2. And it was horrible.
And that 2 stood for a deuce.
Yeah, yeah, and I had one of those, of course. It's the only one that I've had. I'll tell you what I would like, Bullet. I'm not kidding. I would love to find a totally restored, frame-up, showroom condition 65 Mustang convertible, and they're out there. There are lots of them out there.
Oh yeah, they're out there like crazy. And
I'd love to have a yellow one or a red one.
Yeah, but I traded my ex-wife in on Mustangs about 7-8 years ago, and that was the best thing I ever did.
That's like the old joke. The guy goes shopping. He goes. He's got a car, a Mustang. He goes, hey, what's the deal with the Mustang? He goes, oh, I got it from my wife. He goes, good trade.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Bullet, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for the call. No, thank you.
Hallelujah.
It's Linda's turn. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm fine. Happy Easter to everybody there and the few listeners that you claim you have.
Well, happy birthday to you. I mean, Easter. What am I doing? Happy Easter.
Oh, I had a birthday just the other day, too, so thank you.
Well, now, hang on. This is where the psychic powers come in. I sense to that, the psychic ability, and subconsciously that came into my mind, and then I said, I blurted out, happy birthday. That's the kind of power I have. Linda, what can we do for you?
Well, I tell you what, well, first of all, I'm AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. Hallelujah.
But I ran across something the other day, and it's so rare to find a really clean joke with no innuendos.
Oh, I disagree. I know a bunch of them. But
I know you do. You probably even know this one.
All right, go ahead.
Did you hear about the man who forgot his wife's birthday?
This is not really a joke.
Oh, he forgot a birthday.
No, it's like when you have a joke, it goes, what do you call a, or did you hear about the, go ahead, what is it?
Well, anyway, she got mad, and she laid into him. She says, tomorrow morning when you go to work, there better be something in my driveway that goes from 0 to 200 in 10 seconds. And
scale.
And you're not going to, that's right. You're not going to be able to come back in this house. So she went out.
It's a scale.
You're right.
Okay. She still wants to say.
And here's this present with a big bow on it. She goes out and opens it up.
She's not giving up.
It was a bathroom scale, but he hasn't been seen since.
Well,
oh my goodness.
I like your persistence. You told it anyway, even though you knew I knew it.
Well, that you know, but you've got 5 listeners out there that probably hadn't heard it.
Well, the ones that hadn't, you just told them you did a good job. All right?
You take care. Have a good weekend.
You too, Linda.
Bye-bye.
How about Linda wishing everybody happy Easter? See?
Yeah.
That's the kind of listeners we have. Denny, it's your turn.
Hey, Frank, I'm calling you from up here in Bear Lake, Minnesota.
Whoa, Minnesota. Ew.
Yeah, we're all PM and AM.
No, that's not the way we do it, AM and the PM.
Well, whatever. You know, the weather up here is something else.
All right.
But I want to talk to you about this Fargo thing.
Yeah?
It was pretty gruesome, don't you think?
I think it was fantastic.
Oh, it was good. It was good. And this guy, Billy Bob Thornton, he played a hell of a role.
No, this is my next Breaking Bad. I'm in, man.
I'm going to tell you right now, they're giving Breaking Bad a run for their money, don't you think, eh?
Yes, they are, eh? They sure are.
Hey, okay.
All right.
Later.
Thank you, Denny. All right, and I was going to get to Breaking Bad, but we'll get these calls because I don't like people have to hold forever. Doug, how are you, Doug?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
Pretty good. Hey, I watched that the other night, too, and boy, Billy Bob Thornton, he can just do anything he tries to do, don't you think?
Yeah, to me, this is a guy who's a real actor, because if you look at Carl and Sling Blade and you look at the character last night, you'd never know they're the same guy.
No, I don't, and I'm hoping that's a hairpiece that he's got on in that.
No, it is.
But on a
1 to 10, or let's do go to Reggie's ARDs, 4 being the best. What do you give this thing, 1 to 4?
I'd give that a 2. mean the show or
the show?
Hairpiece?
No, the show.
Oh, I'd give it a 5. It was great.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. And I think it's going to get better and better and better, just like Breaking Bad. And for folks who didn't see it, now you got to get in now because you can still find, they're still replaying the first episodes. You can jump in now and pick up with show number 1 and then take it from there if you have FX. And I think FX is part of the standard cable package, is it not?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much. I have DirecTV, and I've always had it, so... But, hey, as far as the Mustang goes, too, unfortunately, I did own a 78 Mustang, too. It did have the V8 in it, the little 302, so it was kind of quick.
Yeah.
But as far as the movie Bullet, the car that McQueen chases is a 68 Charger. Now, okay. I did own 2 of those.
Those are fast.
Oh, it was great. I had the second one I had was an RT with the 440 in it out of the factory, and that was the car I should have kept.
All right, Doug. I appreciate the call.
All right, keep with Fargo.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm there. Plymouth Chrysler back in the 70s and late 60s made some just unbelievably fast cars. They had the it was in that sort of Charger family. I had a buddy and had one, and he took me out on like old Collinsville Road over in Illinois or something when nobody was around. He said, "All right, I want you to get out and stand behind the car." So I did, and he popped the clutch, I was in the thickest cloud of smoke I've ever. I couldn't see my hand in front. It just, he burned the rubber off the tire. It just sat there and hardly even moved forward. That's how much power it had. It just sat there burning the rubber off the tires. I don't know. There's something about torque that's just, there's nothing like it. Let's get Jenny in here. Hello, Jenny.
Jenny.
Yes, Jenny, how are you?
Oh,
that's
hi.
You.
Yes. I was calling because I had spent a good part of my adult life in the L.A. listening area, and AM radio is just really phenomenal out there. And there was this guy called Phil Hendry.
Yes, I know who he is. Hendry, yes.
Oh, okay. So my husband and I, on our commutes home, we would literally be laughing so hard, I'd be afraid I'd get in a wreck. So
you're afraid you'd get an erection?
No.
No, a wreck.
No, not a wreck.
I was going to say that's impossible for you, I think.
Well, you know, the anatomy is kind of similar to that. Anyway, you, whenever I finally found your show, it's like, oh, thank goodness, something interesting and funny to listen to again. I try and remember your jokes to tell my husband when I get home, but it's not the same. He doesn't have the same commute time as me.
Now, can you, Jenny, remember which show this was that was funny and interesting?
Yeah.
The date, maybe?
Yeah, it was Phil Hendry.
No, our show.
No, you're talking about in St. Louis.
I'm talking about our show.
No, we're talking about
You said
ours.
You finally heard a show that was funny and interesting. Which one of ours was
we
that?
We can't remember it.
Frank O'Pinion show.
No, everybody who participated, I was laughing whenever we were playing some kind of
That's
very nice, and Phil Hendry's a very talented guy, but once you know the bit where he's his own callers, It loses a little, except when you hear people call who still don't get it.
To argue with
both sides of Phil. My sister came to visit me. She's very, very intelligent, but like socially, you know, dumb. And she visited us in California for 2 weeks. And did not get that these were fake people.
You know what? When I heard him, my
husband and I were dying laughing. But the thing with you is you're not even playing a character. You guys are just shooting the bull. Your take on everything is hilarious.
Thank you. This Hendry, Phil Hendry. You know, when I listened to him the first time I ever heard him, it took me about an hour. And after an hour, I thought, wait a second, I think this guy's talking to himself. But it was it was amazing how he could back and forth, and he would switch the dial the phone to him, and he's a master at it. And to be compared to that, that's flattering.
Well,
and I appreciate
it. It's kind of like an inside joke once you know it's him, because then you've got all these people calling in.
Right, who don't
know. And then you're like laughing your head off that these people don't realize that it's fake, and they're getting so aggravated at, you know.
Well, if we're your replacement for that, that's a great compliment. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Jenny, how old are you?
I am 39.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
That is absolutely my favorite age. Jenny, call anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you. It was my first time, hopefully not the last.
And the next time will be even easier. Thanks, Jenny.
Yeah. All right, bye.
I hope she calls back, because you know why? 39-year-old women go for me, and I'm not sure why.
Is that right?
I've never really studied
it. That's what I hear. Do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said, that's what I hear.
You heard it from me.
Oh, that's where I hear it.
Yeah, that's the only place you're going to hear it. It's from me. Oh, man, who's in pain? Raise your hands out in the audience if you're in pain. Whew, look at those hands on a radio land. See, what you folks don't realize is we have cameras. You know how the city has cameras strategically positioned? KTRS has secretly put cameras in many of your cars. You're totally unaware of it. Mike, I can see who's raising your hand. Raise your hands again, everybody. Yep. I got you. See you. And don't worry. It's not, we're not going to, you know, be intrusive or send out any personal information about whose head was in your lap or, you know, that's your business. And we turn away from that stuff anyway. But those of you who raise your hands that you're in pain, you probably already know the options for relief. Of course, there's pain medicine, painkillers. Dan's familiar with those as of late because of the kidney stone. And trust me, if APG could stop kidney stone pain, Dan would have been over there in a heartbeat. But physical therapy and pain management doesn't deal with kidney stones. That's something that just has to either pass on its own or they have to go in there and blast them or something. But here's what they do deal with. All kinds of other pain, neck pain, knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain. And people of all ages go into Associated Physicians Group. And some are in rehab longer than others, and some, it's just a few visits. You know what, though? When you're in pain, whatever it takes, if you finally find somebody who knows what they're doing, you'll do what they tell you, and you'll go along with the program, and you'll be glad you did. They have locations in O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois, in Creve Coeur, Missouri. They have a location that doesn't have all of the options and services they do in Illinois, but what they do offer there is the alternative to knee replacement program. Because if you got a bad knee or knees, the one option that you're going to probably hear you have, of course, is knee replacement. But what you might not know is there's another way. And they can give you all kinds of references and people. If you want to talk to them, you can call and go, hey, how'd that work out for you at APG, that alternative to knee replacement? You know what they're going to tell you, these people? Oh, here's how it worked out. I didn't have surgery. I didn't have to have knee replacement. Worth checking into. Best thing you can do is go to their website. APG stands for Associated Physicians Group. I think of it as All Pain Gone. Here's the site to go to find out more. APGPain.com. Meet me.
All right, here's Frank Ladd with a check on traffic. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Dan. A new accident reported page at Fairview. 64 westbound were heavy Hampton to McCausland. And then again, you're seeing Tavine approaching the Boone Bridge around that little corner there. 170 southbound, heavy pockets, olive through 64. Volume starting to build now. It's southbound on 270 between 64 and Doherty Ferry. This update is brought to you by TrueCar.com. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com to find out what others have paid for their vehicle that you want. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. I'm Frank Ladd in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Jeff Bowman was a spectator at the Boston Marathon in 2013, there to watch his girlfriend compete. He ended up losing both of his legs. His inspiring story coming up on Friday. He's written a new book. We'll talk with him. Also, Joe Williams, Post-Dispatch film critic, will hit the weekly rewind button and a visit with Andy Strickland. We'll talk Game 1, Blues and Blackhawks.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Obama spent part of the day meeting with insurance commissioners.